A river of stars. Look how things have turned around on the criminal deep state. Donald J. Trump. I visited once the deep state. Nobody met me there. Alone, I guided myself along its abandoned roads. The tree stumps contorted into the torsos of long-dead heroes. A sinkhole every couple of miles or so kept me on my toes. I spoke to a local who was all eyes, no mouth or ears. He stared at me in amazement, then sadness. I found a church in the distance. Then the distance became the church. There were bottle caps on the side of the road, which I mistook for bottle caps. A woman sat in a rocking chair. She signaled that the train approached, soundless. I moved away just in time, and she beckoned me to her side. "You don't want what you want," she said. I didn't understand because I'm not from the deep state. She dropped her chin, murmuring, "You should have come yesterday." Everywhere there were men hanging from trees by their neckties. Naked women danced in red-lit rooms of abandoned hotels. I approached one, but she grew smaller with each step I took toward her. I opened the door, and there was nothing in the room except a warm red glow. Across the street, I could see men walking into other rooms, then embraced by other women who wouldn't shrink. Above, time flowed on, a river of stars. And in the bars, the cups were empty of drink, though the patrons imbibed to excess, stumbling over themselves, three or four spiraling like tumbleweeds. Across the vast, though arid fields, grungy farm workers planted tiny Bibles like seeds in fruitless dirt. One smiled at me dumbly as he bent up from his work.